Video podcasting on YouTube. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 34. Over the last 2 years, a massive shift has happened in our industry. Apple Podcasts and Spotify are no longer the undisputed kings of discovery. The number one search engine for podcasts in the world is YouTube. Because of this, every podcast guru is screaming from the rooftops. You have to put your podcast on YouTube. And they are right, you should. But because podcasters are audio people, they usually do it the lazy way. And the lazy way is actively destroying your brand. Here is what the lazy podcaster does. They take their finished MP3 file, they drop it into an editing program, they put their square podcast cover art on the screen, and they render it as a video. It is a 45-minute video of a completely static image. They upload it, cross their fingers, and wait for the views to roll in. Let me explain exactly why this is a terrible idea. YouTube is an algorithm built on one primary metric: visual retention. YouTube wants to keep people watching the screen so they can serve them visual advertisements. When a user clicks on a video and the screen does not move for 30 seconds, what do? They assume it is broken, or they get bored and they click away. When your viewer clicks away after 15 seconds, you are sending a massive negative signal to the YouTube algorithm. You are telling the robots, "My content is boring. People hate this." Once the algorithm decides your video is boring, it buries it. It will never recommend it to a stranger. You have essentially nuked your own channel. If you are going to play the YouTube game, you have to play by YouTube's rules. You cannot treat a video platform like an audio RSS feed. If you want to be on YouTube, you must use a camera. It does not have to be a four-camera Hollywood setup. You do not need professional lighting, but you need to let the audience see your face. A simple webcam recording from your laptop using Riverside or Squadcast will perform 100 times better than a static image. People go to YouTube for connection. They want to see the expressions on your face. They want to see the guest react to a hard question. They want to read your body language. If you absolutely refuse to be on camera, then you should not put your full episodes on YouTube, period. Instead, you should use YouTube strictly for YouTube Shorts. Take your best audio clips, add highly dynamic, fast-moving captions, and post those. But do not dump a static MP3 onto a video platform and expect a miracle. Audio is audio. Video is video. Respect the medium. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about the back catalog and how to bring your dead episodes back to life. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.